Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Let's Coach with Mark and Carolyn, the show that brings you the best from the professional coaching world for you to use in your everyday life. Carolyn Owens, my co-host, and I are both professional coaches. Carolyn is a career coach. I am a leadership and executive coach. We both love what we do. This is one of the places where we get to share some of that and talk about the value of coaching and what it can do for you in your life. Just had a wonderful reminder of that with one of my clients this morning. Carolyn and I both just love what we do. The other thing that we do is bring stories to you of things and ideas that help small businesses. Most coaches are solopreneurs. And so we bring some ideas for the coaches out there to use to help them run their businesses more successfully. The other thing that Carolyn and I do is something that's very, very important to both of us, and that's to talk about people who are paying it forward. Something that I think is amazingly important, something I think has the power to change the world, both in the micro and the macro. It's an important topic for Carolyn and I. It pervades much of what we all do, not just here on the show, but what we do in our personal lives. So it really does make a big difference and can have such a large impact on lots of people. As many of you know, I just wrapped up my big fundraiser. I run a small nonprofit as the executive director. That gives out scholarships to local high school students. And it's just such a wonderfully rewarding experience to be able to do that. I also sit on a couple of nonprofit boards and do some nonprofit consulting work. It really is a very rewarding thing to do. So, Carolyn, how are you?
Hello, Mark. Hello to all our listeners. Morning or evening, afternoon, wherever you might be. It's a wonderful day. Happy to be here.
You have been a busy lady. It's great to have the two of us back on this show together. People don't realize the mental gymnastics that we tend to go through when we do one of these shows. I love to do it. I know that you do too. But it is so much easier with my co-host that I really miss not having you here and miss when I'm not on the show with you. So it's great to be back together today. So thank you for making the time in what I know is a very busy schedule for you. Get on the air. So what's up? What's happening in Carolyn's world?
What's so cool about having two people doing the show, especially us, is how very different we are. Our different personalities come across in the show. And for people who know about the Myers-Briggs type indicator, we have our personality types are different. And I think that's a lot of what makes it work. Believe it or not, I am an introvert, but I think that's something we should look at doing a show on later is really getting people to understand the different personality types in Myers-Briggs and awareness of our preferred type and how we view the world. So that'd be cool to do a show on that.
We'll have to do that sometime. That is lots of fun. Actually, I have a big Myers-Briggs presentation next week over on the Eastern Shore that I'm doing for some nonprofit folks over there. So that's something I'm looking forward to doing and playing with next Thursday evening. One of those things that, I just love talking about Myers-Briggs and teaching people about Myers-Briggs. It's just such a wonderful tool.
It is.
When you know how to use it. I mean, unfortunately, most people when they get Myers-Briggs training, they get sort of the very generic version of it. I mean, nothing wrong with what they get, but it doesn't give them the depth of understanding they need to use it properly and doesn't really get into how to use Myers-Briggs, and that's something that I love to do with my clients, is actually help them to understand Myers-Briggs, how Myers-Briggs really works, how it works in their own particular case, and then how to use it for themselves and use it for the people around them. It really is just very, very interesting and very intriguing.
It can be used to understand a lot of things with an organization, looking at conflict and team building, communication and leadership. And I especially love doing the one-on-one sessions with people, because when you get a proper debriefing, I use it in conjunction with another assessment I do, and it just totally opens up that window for self-awareness. So, like I said, I think it would be a great show. We got to put that on the calendar for the future.
I will get the calendar up after the show, and we'll do that.
Because if you understand our personality type, you are more organized than I am by far.
Keep track of the time on the show. I mean, come on.
I missed the show last week with everything I had going on, but I did. I haven't had a chance to tell everybody. We had the National Christian Writers Conference July 24th and 25th, and it was a phenomenal event. We had some power connections that were made, just different things happening, and we were posting a lot on social media. You can see the pictures on the Umbrella Syndicate page or on my page on Facebook. Kenna Rashan did an excellent job talking about using social media and how to use it effectively in your business. And you see video clips from our performers, the saxophonist. Danny Alford just was amazing. I have to say, and the gift he gave us for those who stuck around on Saturday to the bitter end was unbelievable. Definitely a humble, amazing individual. And right now I'm just praying on what we're going to do next year. I've been asked to do some things with it and, different events now because it was that phenomenal. When you have an event where even the vendors are just, what they gain from it, the attendees, the vendors, the presenters, it was just all a blessing. So I'm happy to have had such a successful event with Antonio Crawford, Lane Etheridge. And he said, you just check out, scroll down on social media, and we had fun, learning and fun. That's how I like to do things, is have fun with it, because we don't have enough of that, and it definitely was not a boring event. and then the reason why I was away last week was it's my dedicated volunteer week of the year at the Anne Arundel County Public Schools Music Camp, the overnight camp, and just to see the children and me, coming together on a Sunday, but by Thursday, the music that they're playing and different things that they're doing. My son plays the violin, so I got to hear him play, and it's an amazing time for what these kids do. And I've been volunteering. I think it's my fourth year now that I've done it. Probably be back next year, but it's an awesome event, and I love it. So, but that's what's been keeping me occupied, the conference, and then my volunteer week. But also continuing, I got some new clients that I'm working with, in addition to the clients I have been working with, and that I love what I do. So it's very passionate and exciting to help people create a life of their dreams. And also doing the Myers-Briggs assessment as well as the Energy Leadership Index assessment. So having a great time with that. But I do want to mention and remind everybody the Black Tie Fair that's going to take place November 20th. At the BWI Hilton. It's the Entrepreneurs Gala and Awards event. And can't get any early bird tickets anymore. That ended August 1st. But Charlie Frausen from ABC News will be hosting the event. And Dr. Natalie Forrest, who's been a regular guest on our show, will also be hosting of the event. And the theme is about casting vision and creating leaders. And altogether, there's 10 honorees to include Lynette Charles from ABC News. So to purchase tickets for the event, you would go to www.vipeventconcierge.com www.carolinandi.com and just go to upcoming events, and it's hosted by Larry White Sr. And it's about celebrating those who make a difference, which is I am going to the event because it's one of the things that Mark and I talk about on the show is the guests that we bring are people that are making a difference. And so to be able to attend the Black Science Fair, that's going to highlight people that are doing that. I'm looking forward to it, so definitely hope to see you there. And the second event I'll mention is October 2nd and October 3rd, and October 2nd is in the evening from 5 to 10 p.m., and October 3rd is during the day, and it's at Homewood Suites by Hilton in Columbia, Maryland, and it's by one of our other guests that we have on the show frequently, and she'll think she's coming up again next month, and that's Jamie Robinson. And it's the On-Purpose Networking Conference. It's an annual event. I attended. I spoke at it last year, and I'm excited to attend again this year. So definitely be looking for, you're going to see me posting the link when it's open to register. I know it's going to be another exciting event. That one is geared to women, so. But Mark, we know, we'll still let you show up if you want.
Sorry, I was talking to our guest offline. I talked a little bit earlier in the show about how important the whole paying it forward and making a difference is to both of us. And again, it's something that you and I both live and do and. Just it's just part of our lives, and it really and truly does make quite a difference in the world. So it just pays such amazing dividends, and it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't have to be a grandiose thing or an expensive thing. It's just putting a hand out when a hand's necessary. You know, going to your black tie event is something that people can do. They can have a good time, and it's a way of paying it forward. Because you're working for something that has a cause and has a reason and has meaning in people's lives. So it really and truly pays huge, huge dividends for yourself and for the other people around you. So real quickly, before we jump in with our guests, how can people get in touch with you?
People can reach me by emailing me at cowen@infinitycoaching.net. Or you can give me a call or text me at 901-218-7664. Or you can find me all over social media. I got to admit, Twitter is my favorite. So you can find me on Twitter at Carol R. Owen. Or you can find me on Facebook. My business page is infinitycoaching.co. Or just friend me at Carolyn Owens. And you can also find me on LinkedIn, Carolyn Owens. So. Look forward to connecting. Love to hear from our listeners of the show, or you want to be a guest on our show, definitely reach out to myself or Mark. So, Mark, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, right now, at this very moment, if they would like to join us on air, they can call at 602-753-1726. What the number is to come live and on the air. If they want to get in touch with me otherwise, they can call me at 301-717-1185, or they can reach me via email at dmthorne@verizon.net, or they can find me on the various social media platforms. So in any event, we're easy to track down. Like I said, if you'd like to talk to either Carolyn and I about coaching and about what coaching can do for you or talk to us about the radio show, please feel free to give us a call. And if you'd like to talk to our guest, who I'm about to bring on to the show, please do that. So in any event, I'm going to bring our guest on. So caller, whose number ends in 76, you're live and on the air. Caller, can you hear us?
I can.
Debbie,
thanks,
I know this is your number. Are you out there?
Me.
Debbie, are
thanks
you there?
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, yes. Thanks for being here. Let me bring Christy on. I'm pretty sure this is her number. Caller whose number ends in 56, are you there?
I am here, Mark. Thank you so much.
Christy, welcome to the show. Let me do a little bit of an introduction, talk about this, and then we've got lots of questions for you. I'm bringing to the show today my good friend Debbie Henninger. Debbie and I have done some work together. We're involved in a networking group in the Annapolis area. Debbie was on the show last year to talk about this a bit. But Debbie is a realtor, but she's someone else who has a passion for paying it forward. One of Debbie's big passions, she has more than one, is helping improve things for premature babies and their parents. She has a wonderful music festival called Rockabye Baby that she uses to raise funds for MedStar Franklin Square Medical Center's neonatal intensive care unit. She's been doing that for several years now, and I'm going to get her to talk about that and the things she's learned from putting that on. The other lady we have on the phone today is Christy Rasmussen from the Franklin Square Foundation, and she will also talk to us about what's going on with NICU and what the impact is of what Debbie does. So welcome to both of you. Thank you for being on the show, for joining us. And tell me about what's going on at Franklin Square.
Sure. Well, Debbie, if you don't mind, I will bat lead off here. MedStar Franklin Square Medical Center is a member of MedStar Health, which is a 10-hospital system in the Baltimore, D.C. metropolitan area. We are what I call the sleeper hospital in our community, meaning that a lot of people are not as familiar with all the wonderful things that we're doing in our community because there's not a lot of people out there that are that familiar with the east side of town. But what's interesting about us is that we have the number one busiest emergency department in the state of Maryland. So that speaks volumes to the impact that we are having and the number of patients and families that we're serving within our community. We care for about 115,000 each year just through our emergency department, which is just an astounding number when you look at the other hospitals that surround us within the Baltimore area. We're located on the eastern side of Baltimore County. So, you know, we're right off of the I-95 corridor, which allows a lot of people from further areas to travel to us for their healthcare needs. I've been working there myself for the past 13 years. So Franklin Square is near and dear to me. It's my community hospital. It's where I've had my children, my parents have been cared for, my family and friends. So it's very significant and meaningful to me personally. So it's just been a joy working there. And our most recent campaign that we've been running here to try to raise philanthropic support is to build a new neonatal intensive care unit. We care for 400 babies a year, providing NICU services to them. And up until now, you know, these services have been provided in a very small area, about 1,800 square feet, no windows, no private rooms, an open bay style ward that opened in 1989. So it is in great need of renovation. As I'm sure you and your listeners are familiar with, you know, the expectation now from patients and visitors and their families are that there will be privacy, there will be state-of-the-art facilities when they come to their local hospital to receive any kind of healthcare service. So it's definitely something that we've needed to pay attention to for some time and has become one of our top priorities, which we've been raising money for, I'd say, the past 3 years or so. The new unit is going to be significantly larger. We're going from 1,800 square feet to over 8,000 square feet. We're going to have 23 private rooms with sleeping accommodations in each room for the parents to spend the night. And we've been working with a architectural firm, Horde Copeland Mott, to come up with a really innovative design that is structured in a very different way than what you're used to seeing in critical care units in hospitals. Rather than being a big rectangular space with that nursing station you know, down the center. We've designed it in a way where there are pods sectioned throughout the unit, which allows us to reduce noise, decrease infection control, and allow for the caregivers to have greater access and efficiency when providing care to the premature babies, and, you know, of course, providing that support and guidance to the parents that are there, you know, dealing with that difficult journey. So this effort has been, you know, profound for us. And we were charged in the foundation at MedStar Franklin Square to raise $4 million to support the project. And we were very successful in that effort. And a big part of that was thanks to Debbie. So we've been very grateful to her and all of her wonderful support and high energy and creating greater awareness for us in the community, you know, about the hospital and about this project, and really reaching out to her universe of people to engage them in the work that we're doing and to help us garner even greater support to help provide this much needed service to our community. So she's really been phenomenal to work with. And once we've reached this $4 million, we were then asked to let's try to hit that stretch goal of 4.4 so we can be able to purchase those outstanding equipment upgraded items. You know, let's bring a beautiful garden to this space as well that the patients and visitors and siblings and family members can go out to for reflection and to have some quiet time. So it's really just been amazing. And right now, as we sit, we are about $10,000 away from that 4.4. And it's been a very, very exciting and momentous ride along the way. So it's just been great to be able to be part of it from inception to completion. And this new unit is already well underway with construction, and we are slated to care for our first patient in the new space come January 2016. Mm.
So, Debbie, are you going to push him over the top?
I don't know. I can hope so. I hope I am. Last year, you know, I gave him 10 grand. I'm hoping that I can double that this year with the support of the people. I mean, I did it last year, and, you know, a couple months I had to, like, get this thing together. I've worked on it a little harder this year, have a couple more sponsors. So, hoping with the support of everybody and more awareness that I made this year than just last year, that I'm able to make double that amount and hopefully in the third year triple that amount so, you know, we can get more to the hospital.
Yeah,
so
Debbie
what?
Has been such...
Go ahead, Christy.
Sure. I was just going to say, you know, Debbie has been such a wonderful partner with us and just has worked very collaboratively to, you know, find out, you know, how we can help her get the word out as well and, you know, what kinds of things do we need to help make the event successful and really be able to have a great impact on the hospital. But this has been her brainchild from the get-go. You know, she reached out to Franklin Square to come and talk to us about what her idea was. And, you know, back in the beginning stages, we were a little, you know, uncertain as to how things would unfold. You know, it was the first event of its kind for Franklin Square. But Debbie, you know, she just trucked on and, you know, took all of her time to really make this a spectacular event. And last year was a wonderful turnout, and I know that, you know, there are many people at the hospital and in our community who are talking about, you know, what's to come on August 30th this year and really, you know, just picking up the momentum and trying to get even greater attendance there. But, you know, I have to give 100% credit to Debbie for, you know, just being so phenomenal and really, you know, really committing to such a huge commitment to take on an event like this and to continue with it, you know, year after year.
Well, I thank you. But, yeah, I just, you know, the support of you guys, too, with the board and everybody. And the Women's Auxiliary is a big help, too, this year at Franklin Square. And just people, you know, knowing about it. The first year they didn't know about it. And I'm thinking, wait, if I can raise 10 grand the first year, people really know about it. What can I raise in the future? And plus the East Side, like Christy says, they don't know about the hospital, nor do they know about our East Side. I mean, all the water activities we have, the restaurants we have. So the more and more, you know, we promote the East Side, the more and more people know about the East Side. So I'm hoping this year, you know, I have three bands coming. I have Rob Fahey, a guitarist, coming. So I'm hoping that, you know, everybody will come out, bring their chairs for $10, buy their food and drink there, and just have a good old day instead of going to the winery or the woods or something like that. We get to spend a day on the water.
So, Christy, I know that you've got some limited time. You've got something you need to run off and do. One thing I want to make clear to the listening audience, though, is Franklin Square has a functioning NICU right now, correct?
Yes. Yes, we have a current NICU now that has been established, you know, back in 1989. And we are a level 3B NICU, which is one of the highest level NICUs that you can be. And we are the only one on the eastern side of Baltimore County that provides this level of care. And basically what that means is that, you know, we are in a position and have such excellent caregivers and, you know, support from a team of neonatologists that are able to care for infants as young as 22 weeks gestation and up. So there are babies that can spend 3 and 4 months in our NICU. So it's just amazing to know that this team is able to provide that kind of care. And that I think just a side note, Mark, that I'm thinking about, you know, we track patient satisfaction scores at MedStar Franklin Square, as all hospitals do across the country. And the NICU, the current space, even the small space with no light, you know, no windows, no private rooms, achieves 100% patient satisfaction month after month after month. So that just speaks volumes to the type of care that's being delivered inside of these walls. And finally, we're going to have a facility and a space that can reflect this excellent care. So we do care for about 400 babies a year within the NICU itself. And at the hospital, we deliver anywhere between, 3,500 to 3,800 babies a year overall. So, you know, we are a destination hospital for OB care. So this is an absolute necessity to have a NICU like this on site.
So what you're doing is you're just going to enhance this. You're just going to make it better and better from the standpoint of the people who are just using the NICU.
Well, Mark, right. You're going to make it real better. Christy, tell them right now what the conditions are of the draft curtains, the rocking chair, stuff like that.
Right. So, as I said, you know, right now there are no private rooms, and there's nowhere for parents to spend the night and stay with the children. There's one bed that's pretty much, it's a lottery for the parent that can use that space and spend the night. So that has a huge impact. So the new space will have sleeping accommodations for the parents to spend the night in every single private room. There'll be refrigerators in each room so that the moms can store their breast milk right there. We are very big at Franklin Square on kangaroo care, which is when the mom or the father are able to hold the baby skin to skin. And there are a tremendous amount of studies done that show that this skin-to-skin contact greatly improves the chances of survival for these premature babies. Like Debbie said, there are curtains in between each area, which can make it really difficult when you have one family who may be experiencing something very traumatic with their child, when you have a family right next to them who is celebrating a milestone. So I think having that privacy is just a really critical component, for the families and the children that are in that unit. It can be very busy in there. So even though we're licensed for 23 beds, there's really only 19 in that general space. And then we have, you know, flex space where sometimes it's storage and sometimes it needs to become, you know, a room to care for an infant in need. So it's just been, there's been a lot of environmental limitations in that current space. And with the new NICU, we'll be able to bring in improved technology, improved equipment, gorgeous facilities, natural light, all of those things that really help to enhance that healing environment and promote healing with the children that are in there.
Very nice.
What do you see as the primary reason that when you need more space, that have you seen an increase of the number of children, babies that have to be cared for?
Yes. Where we're located in eastern Baltimore County, our primary service area has a much lower household income than what you would see even just 10 or 15 miles from us. So a lot of the babies that are coming through there are a result of, you know, mothers with substance abuse issues, lack of prenatal care and things like that. So, you know, there is a great need in our particular community for this type of service. You know, and also market-wise, you know, we're surrounded by hospitals that have private rooms, and so that has become the expectation. You know, patients and their families want to come to a hospital where they can be cared for in the space that they want to be. They don't want to have to, you know, share rooms with other patients and families. So, you know, if we want to continue to be competitive in the market as well, we want to be able to, you know, be comparable and even better than those other hospitals that are surrounding us.
So, Debbie, how did you latch onto this cause? What made this be one that you picked?
Well, I started a similar event 4 years ago, and I did it for 2 years, and I was like, it was turning in a different direction that time, that other event was. So I said, you know what, I can do the same event. I saw the money that it produced the second year, for the first year at $10,000, so the second year at $17,000. So I was like, wait a minute, I can do the same event, but I want it to be something that, you know, from me. And something that's very special and dear to use in the community. So I reached out to a few people that I know, a few constituents and stuff like that, and came up with the idea of one our councilwoman. I reached out to her. I do some stuff with her and talked to her. And she said, well, my grandbabies were just in the NICU, and they really could use an update. Debbie, this would be great. So I went to go interview with Christy and them to see if this was going to work with them. And, you know, if it's something they were looking at. And, of course, like they said, they were hesitant at first because they've never done it. And, we don't know. And, I put, look, this is what I can do. I know I can. So I decided, you know, the NICU was where I wanted to go. We took a tour. We saw the facility, saw how small it was, that they had draft curtains. We saw the rocking chair. We saw a lot of people in there caring for the children. It weren't the parents because of the way the facility was. And you know, it bothered me a little. So I went forward with it. I made the event, talked to some people that I had connections with, the band's discount for the purpose. We have it on a Sunday. It's called Sunday Fun Day down by the water. I know my voters that I'm really familiar with, you know, would come, and I wanted land people to come too. And I wanted to make a mark in the east side. So that's what I did. So I went to the chamber of the Gateway Chamber there. They helped me out. I went to some other restaurants in the area on the water. I went to some people that I knew. Marine Max is a big sponsor of mine. They stopped the thing called Aquapalooza at the Hart and Miller Island for some different reasons. Got them involved as my main sponsor and took it all back to, you know, Christy and the board. Thought, go ahead, go with it. So last year was a great event, and the doctors came out, the nurses came out. Mm-hmm. I had some support from the unit, had a lot of support from Christy, and a lot of support from the hospital. And it was a great day. It's a family day. It's not just for adults. It's not a drinking fest. It's to give back to the community, give back to the children, the babies. Some of the babies were there. It was just an awesome event.
How many years have you been working on the event?
I started this last year. I started late. I started around May, maybe of last year, and had it in August. And I figure if I can make $10,000 to give to that unit in a couple months, what could I do if I planned it for the next year? So this year I planned it more. I have more sponsors. I've got another band coming on. It's just not three bands. It's also a guitarist that's well-known. Rob Fahey's well-known down the ocean, and he's well-known in the community. So I upped that a little bit more. We have some things that go on, too. We have Ogo Sales comes in. They do a Ravens thing where they put out a whole bunch of Ravens stuff. People buy it. Whatever they buy, half goes back to us. So I have a few things like that that goes on that other people are willing to help with the event. So this is my second year, and I'm hoping to make it, you know, hoping to double what I did last year.
And, I mean, this is like a major event, big scope with everything you've done. What has been your biggest challenge?
I don't think I've had a challenge. It's getting the people there, I guess. I do have it on Eventbrite. You know, I do have a Facebook called Rockabay Baby where people can go on the Facebook. WMAR came in last year and really helped me. They did. They interviewed the NICU and everything like that. So I have that on my Facebook so they can see it. it's my biggest challenge, I guess, is just getting the tickets out, you know, just making sure that everybody knows about it. It is my second year. I'm trying to run it every year at the end of the month of August so that people put this on the calendar and they know every year that this is going to happen.
So what has been some of the one of the greatest rewards you've seen from the event?
The rewards are just to myself, knowing that I did this and knowing that I'm making a difference in the hospital. That's a big reward to myself. Seeing people happy, seeing people fun, you know, it's just when they come through the gates, they're just having fun. And you know, it's $10 a ticket to get in. I mean, it's not much, but to give back $10,000, you know, out of a $10 ticket and knowing that people can come and have fun, bring their families, it's not an adult party. You know, and share just out few hours a day, especially family time. You know, when I brought my kids up, I told them every day, you know, with Sunday, with family day, don't make plans. And this is just adds to it a little bit more. What better day than a Sunday fun day to bring your family and relax with them and enjoy them and then listen to some bands. You know, I have a brand new recording artist this year. His name's Joshua Christina. He's 20 years old. I found him through some people. You know, Dolly Parton already did a recording with him. So he's brand new, hot to trot. Jory's going to do really well in the future. I've Dean Crawford, I'm bringing him back. He's a Jamaican country singer. Everybody seems to love him. And Rob Fahey, I know, Jamaican country singer, right? But he's really, really well known. I mean, in the community, he does a lot of festivals. He's all over the board. And, you know, I happen to find him through some of my people I know, too. So he brings a lot of followers. Rob Fahey, of course, he's down the ocean all the time playing. A lot of people know him and really want to reach out to him. And then I have Blind Monkeys, which is in the Middle River area. They're well-known there, and I wanted to make sure I got a hold of some of those boaters and stuff. So I am out. I mean, it is hard work. I am out at all the restaurants, every chance I get, the water restaurants and the bars. I am out talking about it every day. I have flyers, you know, I've handed out 1,500 flyers already. I got another 5 waiting for me. I've got bigger flyers I put out. I take to all the restaurants and pizza places and everything like that down in that area that the boaters would go to or the land people would go to. I stretch as far as up in Hunt Valley on some of the places, you know, some people that I know. I stretch as far as Annapolis, even though I know coming across that Key Bridge, you know, some people just don't tend to do that, but I just try to reach as many people as I can and tell them about the event. And most of them, you know, they love babies. They want to help. So if they don't get a ticket, sometimes, you know, they do stroke that check and give it to me, which is a help too.
So, Christy, what did you guys think when Debbie pitched this idea to you?
Well, you know, we're an office of 2.5 in our foundation. So, you know, in the past at Franklin Square, we have hosted a series of special events on behalf of the hospital. And over the years, we just came to recognize that, you know, events are extremely time-consuming. They're a ton of work. It's a lot of hard work, you know, but sometimes you're just not sure what your return on investment is going to be out of that. So in an effort to be, you know, more thoughtful in our fundraising activities, you know, we had, you know, stopped doing those special events and really focused on just interacting directly with our donors and prospects and individuals in the community, you know, to secure support and larger gifts as well. So, you know, right now we don't really have special events, you know, that are hosted through the hospital. So, you know, it's been wonderful as individuals in our community have come to light who are interested in hosting third-party fundraisers for us in which they can help us to, you know, again, create that awareness and get the word out. But they take on the responsibility of really carrying through the event planning logistics and bringing the event to life. So when Debbie came to us with this idea, you know, of course, our initial concern would have been, well, you know, we can certainly be a resource in a couple ways, but we really just don't have the staff that can do all the planning and, you know, the logistics and organization of what's needed to put on an event of this size. But Debbie, like I said, you know, she just rose up, and it became very quickly evident to us that if anyone was going to be successful taking on such a big task, it was going to be Debbie. And she has just been, you know, a delight to work with and has really proven herself and, you know, carried through and exceeded everyone's expectations.
Gee
so
whiz, make my head big. No, I'm kidding. Oh, my God.
What
but
kind
I mean,
of a difference has this
Mark,
effort made?
Mark, I don't think of myself as that way. You know, I just think I'm just doing something to help the community. Obviously, with my, you know, Christy asked me what I'd stay on, and I said yes. So, you know, they asked, what do you want the unit named after? Because when we raise so much money, we get a unit. They put my name on it. I'm like, no way. Don't give this credit to me. The credit comes from the $10 people, the sponsors. So we do have a unit that's going to be called Rock a Bay Baby. So,
a patient room.
Yeah, patient room. I'm sorry, not unit, patient room. So, yeah, so, you know, that's kind of exciting. So when people go in and they see that, they know that they've actually given too. Hey, yeah, I went to that event. Oh, yeah, I did that, you know. So, you know, I think that's a good thing too.
So what kind of difference has what Debbie's done made for Franklin Square in this effort?
Well, it's been phenomenal. You know, we've been able to create much more awareness in our community and educate a larger audience on when the hospital and the services that we're providing to the community. But it's also helped us to let people know who may have been unaware that, you know, we do have a very large OB pavilion that we care for, you know, new mothers and fathers coming in and help to deliver their babies and care for their babies. So, you know, it's becoming more of a destination now. You know, people are choosing to come to Franklin Square for these types of services, you know, outside of those who are coming because we're within the closest proximity to where they live. You know, with Debbie's success from last year's event, you know, she graciously was willing to commit to a pledge of $50,000, which, you know, is a significant gift for us and helped bring us that much closer to our campaign goal. You know, it's few and far between that we are able to partner with individuals in particular who are capable of that kind of commitment. So, you know, it's just been wonderful to know that there are people like her out there. You know, and not only is she just talking with her own friends and families, but, I mean, Debbie works every end of the community, you know, day in and day out, and I'm sure has even a more significant impact than what we've even become to realize yet.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. It's exciting to hear, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we work well together. I think it really works well together. People are, like Christy said, they know more about it now. So they're more aware, and that's just, you know, it just makes me feel good that, you know, there is something around. I mean, boaters alone, we have a lot of boaters in the Middle River area that use that hospital. You know, so I figured, who could I reach out to that, you know, it could help? And obviously the boaters love something like this. They can anchor their boat out, come up to it, and listen to the music. And, you know, so can the land people. So if anybody's out there wants to go, just, you know, they can get a hold of me. Call me personally, you know, 410-982-3476. I'll get you tickets. We have a couple places that have tickets available. We have Eventbrite, which is, you know, Rock-A-Bay Baby Eventbrite, that you can go to and get your tickets to. I've had some people doing that. It's a lot easier for them. So that's it, Mark. I mean, they just need to call me, and it's a blast. It's a fun day to sit in along the water and, you know, listen to some bands for $10.
You mentioned
cool.
that there was some various posts on a Facebook page. Can you give what page that is?
There on the Facebook page?
Yes.
You can go to. They just go to Rock-A-Bay Baby, and it's not Rock-A-Bye. It's Rock-A-Bay Baby. On Facebook, and it should come up right away. It's a little picture of a little tiny baby in a life raft is what I designed. I designed the you know, whole flyer myself, and that runs year after year after year. So I figure, you know, here we are saving the taking that life ring and throwing it in to save the babies.
Go ahead.
If they want Eventbrite, they can go into www.rock and then a dash and then a then a dash then bay bay and then a dash and baby baby .eventbrite.com. So you need the dashes in between Rock-A-Bay Baby and you'll find the Eventbrite.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in working to put these events together?
You just got to stay continuous. You just got to stay in contact with the people. I know that when you put it out there, the people will come. And when you do something that the people like and the people want, understand, then they'll give back. It's just making them understand, what your event's all about or what your charity is about. And as soon as they know that you're passionate about it and that's what you like, I know people will come.
So, Christy, if people want to find out more about the NICU at Franklin Square, how can they do that?
Sure. We have a website at www.medstarfranklin.org. You can go into our website and click under the NICU, and it will give you lots of information about the service that we're providing, the current campaign that we have going on, and how to make an online gift if there is someone out there who would like to make a personal donation to support the project. We also have a Facebook page for MedStar Franklin Square Medical Center that will, at times post information and updates about the campaign and the project. So that would really be the best way to keep your ear to the ground and know what's going on. And like I said, if, there's anyone out there who would be so willing and interested to help support this project, there is an avenue for you to do that and make a gift online through our website.
And just remember, if you're doing that, mention you heard it because of Rockabay Baby, because I really would like to know how far I'm reaching out and who I'm reaching to do that.
We're running up to the end of the show. This always goes much quicker than we realize. So, Carolyn, Carolyn always gets the last question, but before we go to that, Debbie or Christy, anything that you'd like to bring to the audience today?
I hope everyone comes to our event. It's a really great event. It's in Bully's Quarters, Middle River, Maryland, right near Middle River, on the water. What better thing can you do than to give some support and have a great day with your family out, listen to some music.
Hey, Christy, anything? Go ahead,
Chris.
I was just going to say something about philanthropy in general, and it's because of our fundraising efforts and people like Debbie in the community that allow us the opportunity to do things above and beyond what we're able to accomplish through our capital and operating dollars on an annual basis, within our entire system. So, it's because of this great effort and this kind of work that is the main reason behind this new NICU coming to life and being offered to our community. So I just, wanted to say that to help people really truly understand that philanthropy is extremely powerful. And, when you are finding yourself with a particular passion or interest, being able to align that with a not-for-profit organization can just be an awesome experience both for the donor and for the organization that they choose to support.
Okay. Thank you very much. Carolyn.
Absolutely.
Last question is always yours.
Okay. So the last question, I know this is a major event that you do and hopefully it will continue being. I'm not even going to say hopefully. It will continue being this great annual event. But what do you see as the future of the event, of the NICU?
Should I answer that, Debbie?
Yeah, you can start. I mean, I hope it continues.
Yeah,
it carries on. Even when I'm long dead and gone, I hope it still carries on.
Well, my hope, working at the hospital would be that, the event would just continue to get more followers and, become even larger and larger every year. And that certainly as that event grows, that our relationship with Debbie would continue to grow as well. And, although this project will be funded and open to our community, there are a laundry list of other projects that we will be having in the future. And my hope would be that Debbie would, continue to support our efforts and continue to select projects and funding opportunities that would be meaningful and significant to her and just, continue in this partnership together.
Absolutely.
Thank you both for being on the show. Good luck with the event.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm off because I've got to go put some more flyers out. So if anybody wants to get a hold of me, again, call me at 410-982-3476. And as everybody says, or, you know, Debbie, are you a nurse? No, I'm not. I'm a realtor. So this is what I do, paying it forward. So if any of you have a question, like I said, give me a call, 410-982-3476. And I thank you guys for having me on the show.
And
yeah,
by the way, we didn't
so
talk
much.
About it today, but Debbie does awesome real estate work. So just keep her in mind if you're looking for a good realtor.
Thank you for that, too. I'm the best. Only kidding. I appreciate it, though. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, Carolyn.
Yeah. Amazing, and it definitely embodies what we talk about here on the show. It's all about giving back, and you know what they're doing is actually changing lives. They're, you know, I see this giving a start to that child that may, you know, not survive without this, but with, you know, the family support and the part about that touch that you can have in the beginning, that they're giving so much more opportunity for survival, for success. So I honor and thank them for the work that they're doing.
Yeah, you know, and people when they think about giving back and making a difference tend to look for the big things. You know, they don't really think about even the small things that you can do that make such a big difference. So, you know, it doesn't have to be big and grandiose and making national attention. Little things matter. Just supporting something like this makes a big, big difference. So,
it does.
So, if people want to track you down, how can they get in touch?
You can email me at cowens@infinitycoaching.net, or you can text me or call me at 901-218-7664, or you can find me all over social media, primarily at Twitter at Carol R. Owens, and also on Facebook. My business page is infinitycoaching.co, but you can also friend me there, Carolyn Owens, and you'll see me there. I love connecting with our guests, our listeners. And Mark, how can they get in touch with you?
You can give me a call at 301-717-1185. Email me at dmthorne@verizon.net, or you can find me on social media. I'm out there and would love to talk to folks about coaching or talk to them about the radio show if they'd like to join us. So in any event, thank you all for being here. It's fun as always. Carolyn and I really have a good time with this. So we hope you come back and join us again. And Carolyn, if it ain't broke,
make it better.
All right,
awesome.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.